Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to see each of you this morning again. Let's start by, had a passage here. I was going to read Acts chapter 10, verse 9. Just thinking about how, you know, the things we believe and hold on to, how we need to be. We need to be ready to let them go if we see that's the right thing to do, and to have an open mind to new ideas and beliefs, not just be set on a certain idea and be so focused on that we don't look at anything else. So let's start here in verse 9. On the next day, as they were on their way and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour to pray. But he became hungry and was desiring to eat. But while they were making preparations, he fell into a trance. And he saw the sky opened up and an object like a great sheet coming down, lowered by four corners to the ground. And there were in it all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air. A voice came to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean." Again a voice came to him a second time, "What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy." This happened three times, and immediately the object was taken up into the sky. Now while Peter was greatly perplexed in mind as to what the vision which he had seen might be, behold, the men who had been seen by Cornelius, having asked direction for Simon's house, appeared at the gate. It goes on a little bit. And calling out, they were asking whether Simon, who was also called Peter, was staying there. While Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you." God was showing him that the law, which was what had been used and believed for years and years, was finally there was a new law. It was being fulfilled, and he learned from that that you've got to, you know, we've got to be open to what the Lord is trying to tell us, you know, and also in our, just in our everyday lives, when there's something that we just believe and just we want to believe that, we can't block everything else out, because that doesn't add on to our belief. We need to just be open for criticism and new ideas that people might have. So that was about what I had there. Anybody have any prayer requests or anything to add? Okay, well, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this beautiful day and for all your blessings, and thank you for the brethren and the fellowship we can have here, and we pray for those that can't be here, those that are traveling, those that are sick. We pray for Gary White in the hospital, that you would be with him and whoever else might be hurt or sick. And we thank you for your presence and help us to open our ears to your word this morning, and help us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.